I am Tom Yoder, the programming and media director here at KSJD, taking over. But Billy's right here. Hey, Billy.
Hi. I said I got a surprise for everybody in the second hour, and here it is.
Here it is. Anna Teixeira in our studio. Hi, Anna.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Very good. Thanks for being here.
Muito bem.
Thanks for having me.
Anna's going to be performing at the Sunflower Theater here in downtown Cortez tonight at 7:30. Make sure to get your tickets at sunflowertheater.org. And you've been traveling quite a bit. You're on a big tour right now?
Yeah. This tour started at the beginning of March for the release of the album overseas in Europe and the UK. And then in the U.S., in the Midwest, we came across the center of the U.S. and went up and down the coast. And now we're into Colorado and heading up to Canada from here and going across Canada, down, you know, through the eastern states into Florida and back through the south to New Mexico, which will take us to December. So we're on a very big tour, yes.
That's trucking.
Yes, it is. Yeah, we're thinking about getting a CB radio just so we can, you know, feel more, you know, at home with the trucks out of them on the road.
Right. Great. After you get your Gulfstream, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So where do you call home?
Well, when people ask where I'm from, I say Toronto because that's where I was born and raised. But I haven't lived there since I was 13, and I've lived all over. We spent the winter in New Mexico, and that's where our stuff is in storage. So that's where I loosely say I call home now, but we're not sure if we'll stay there, so who knows.
That's great. What do you call home? I call home wherever my storage bin is.
Yes, yeah, and P.O. box.
I like it already.
Well, do you want to play a song for us? Give us a little taste of what people can expect tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to start with a new tune. It's kind of my prayer for Canada. We've been going through a real hard time politically and socially, and we have elections this year, as well as you guys. And so we hope that things will look up from that. This song is called Golden Heart. It's for Chief Teresa Spence.
She's blood of the Stein country. She's the wild, wild winning stone. If you want to know what it's worth, you look for yours on earth. Oh, what have you done? Thank you.
The audience of three here in the studio.
Politically sensitive music from another country right here in downtown Cortez.
On to Teixeira right here in the KSJD studios this afternoon. I'm Tom Yoder. I'm with Billy here on Choctaw Ridge. And Ana Teixeira right here live in the studio playing for you. She will be at the Sunflower Theater tonight at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets at sunflowertheater.org. I had a question for you. So you play a lot of different kinds of instruments.
I do, yeah.
Can you kind of give us an overview of the instruments that you play?
Well, I play a lot of different ones. And over the years, I kind of... It's a bit of an addiction, I'd say. I started playing when I was 20 years old, very late compared to a lot of other musicians who were either born into it or, you know, started playing piano when they were five. But luckily I found it at some point, and I started on bass guitar, which was and still is one of my primary instruments. I also play the gut bucket bass, which is a bucket, stick, and a rope, and... if proficient on it, you can get about an octave and a half, and it sounds like a warm, tubby bass sound. I played that for years in my band called Po Girl. And then I primarily write on banjo, accordion, guitar, and ukulele. So those are my writing tools. And I feel like a hack sometimes because I never did get any lessons. All of it is just what I've made up. And I'd say I mostly am a songwriter, and I use these instruments as a songwriting tool, is what I would say.
Question. I got a question. For the different instruments and picking it up at 20, you must have been influenced by someone or bunches of different people, because I hear a lot of different influences in what it is that you're playing, and I'd like to know who you were listening to when you're doing all this kind of stuff that kind of like brought you into doing what you're doing now.
Yeah, a lot of different influences. I grew up with my Portuguese side of my family, and Portuguese folk music, which is called fado, is very dramatic and very intense, and it's either about love lost or someone dying or bullfighting. It's like all this like really intense stuff, and so that's hugely influenced me. For some reason, when I was 7 years old, I found Bob Marley on my own accord, and my first tape was a Bob Marley tape. And
how wrong can you go with that?
Yeah, right. And still to this day, a huge influence. Such a positive message, and I really love his political views as well. And you know, the classic rock. My father was into the Beatles and Cream and Yes and Rolling Stones and, you know, Jethro Tull, all the classics. So there's a bit of a mix. And when I got into this type of music, I started meeting all of these kinds of people in, you know, different Canadian communities that were into folk music and stuff. And that's when I got introduced to like Bob Dylan and James Taylor and other stuff. And so it's a real mishmash. Sometimes in the van we listen to hip hop. Other times Chopin. So it's across the board, really.
Fat Boy Slim followed by Mozart.
Yeah,
you'd love Choctaw Ridge, his show.
Yeah,
we do that here on occasion.
Yeah. Absolutely. Good. Do you want to play another song for us?
Sure. Yeah.
Right. Excellent.
I'm going to play a song on my accordion now, and this is a song that I wrote for my grandfather, who immigrated to Canada in the 50s when my father was just a little boy. And this song is kind of inspired by his first job, which is working on the railroad, the CN Rail in Toronto, Canada. And the song is called Gandhi Dancer. One, two, three. Up in the morning, out on the job, work for the devil, I work for my pay. Brother, lucky, oh, son.
gonna see my doom roll around heaven all day. Can the day say? Can the day say? Can the day say? On the bottom, he says hello. Where the ball ends, oh no, not a soul. Works like a dog for the nickel and dime. For promises not fair when stolen and dragged down the line. Can the day say? Can the day say? Can the day say?
Fantastic. Yeah, Anna Teixeira right here in the KSJD studio.
I'll tell you where that song put me, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the sound is definitely a European flavor as far as I'm concerned, Parisian thoroughfare type stuff. Mm-hmm. You ever hear this guy, Charles Aznavour?
I have not.
Do you know
not,
that name?
No.
You know Charles Aznavour?
No, I don't either.
Oh, well.
Turning us on.
He's one of the biggest names ever in Europe for singers, but it just put me in. Aznavour strolling around a cafe, people sitting on an outside tables having their lunches like that, and this thing just sound just floating around like that. It's a very distinct sound. You do it very well. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Where do you draw your inspiration for your songwriting? I mean, you wrote that about your grandfather or before your grandfather. Where else do you draw from?
It's been mostly my personal experiences and people. I've been touring for 14 years now. And a lot of those years full time, and you know, for about 10 years I've been doing it full time, and we get to travel all over the world, and a lot of the time end up in communities and meeting people and meeting musicians that no one's ever heard of, you know, and all these different inspiring people all across the board doing incredible things. It's been one of the best things for me in life, is getting to meet the all the heroes in my mind, all the superheroes out there in the world that are just spreading insane positivity and doing incredible things for their communities. So I draw a lot of inspiration by that. And lately, in the last few years, my family, they're hugely inspirational to me, and I write a lot about them. So there's a lot of personal stories as well.
Sure. No argument for me.
Well, thank you so much for being here in the studio this afternoon.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah,
that's
Anna Teixeira. She's going to be performing tonight at the Sunflower Theater. Get your tickets right now. Go to sunflowertheater.org, or you can stop by the station this afternoon and get your tickets. And tickets will be at the door as well. That's going to be at 7:30 tonight, right here in downtown Cortez at the Sunflower Theater.